It's time for the B-A-Q-A. Hey, the B-A-Q-A with Tessa. The B-A-Q-A with Mandy. The B-A-Q-A with Tiffany. The B-A-Q-A.
You froze, so I don't know if I came in on time. Right time. Oh, damn. I was too early.
That's okay. Hey, Mandra, how are ya?
I'm doing okay. My blowout is fighting for its life.
Your hair's getting so long.
The humidity is humiditing. I'm excited for BAQA. It's career day.
It is career. Oh, we gotta call it that. Is it career day? Yes.
So get your business casual and your card stock for your resume printouts and come on down to come career day. Come on down
to the honky tonk. So man. I'll basically be reading the questions. I'm like, yes, nodding, be like, yes, queen, answer these questions. All right, you ready for the first one?
I'm excited. Yeah, let's go.
All right, this one, we're going to call her, I Want More, because I don't know, you didn't leave us a name. So I Want More says, Mandy, Tiffany, help! Literally, she has like a lot of peace. First off, I love the podcast and started all the way at the beginning. Whew. I'm only in 2022 now, and I'm OCD about going in order. Okay, I love that for you. Oh, well, she might even hear this. Child, by the time you get here, it's going to be a year. Anyway.
2 years. She's in 2022.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, I currently work at a tech company who just announced layoffs, like so many of them have. In the midst of this, I've been offered a new position within the same company, but the base is a little lower than I was hoping for. It's 18K and a bonus that's 2% more than what I'm currently making, as well as being a vertical move. So it's $18,000 what they're offering her?
Or is I'm thinking it's going to be, she like probably missed a word. It's 18K more.
Okay, that's what I'm assuming.
And a bonus is 2% that's 2% more than what I'm currently making, as well as being a vertical move. Okay, vertical is good.
Okay. I was more than ready to negotiate my salary with Mandy's scripts in my back pocket. Yes, Mandy has those awesome scripts for negotiating. But now with a huge amount of layoffs, I'm wondering if I should just be happy with what they're offering or still ask for more. For reference, I'm thinking about asking for 20K more. Yeah, it is more than what they're offering. Oh, she's thinking about asking for 20K more.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, BA fam, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Okay, we went to offer. Ooh, child, that's a big jump. But I don't know. What say you, Mandy Guru lady?
Ooh, well, I think that you have to really know, you have to know how valuable you are going into a conversation like this. Because the thing is, like layoffs, budget cuts, they're all indications that the company is scaling back. Mm-hmm. But at a certain level, there's always money to invest where they want to invest. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're in a, for example, if this opportunity, this new role at the company is in a real hot growing, like they're investing a lot into this arm of the company, I think that you should use that as an indication of, okay, the skills that, like, the reason they're wanting me on this team is because they're investing in it a lot. They really want me. I come to the table. I'm bringing a lot here. So I would say, yeah, you should definitely negotiate, even though there's other parts of the company that are contracting and that they're having layoffs. As far as like how much more to ask, I mean, you can ask for anything you want. You know, when it comes at the end of the day, you really can. But are you basing it on like your market value currently? And I would ask sort of what your sources are for your current market value. it's really good to always be taking interviews and looking at job postings for similar roles at, and this is important, similar sized companies in the same industry, not just looking at, you know, people with your job title, but are they working, like, are these jobs at companies that are similar to yours? And that's a good way to start to understand like what your market value is. And if you've done all that and you're like, oh, for sure, I'm worth 20K more, then you can bring that, you know, justification to the negotiation table. An even better bargaining chip is always having a competing offer. You may not have that, but I would say, I would add to that, just when you are negotiating for a role internally at your company, you're always going to lack less. You're always going to lack leverage compared to someone who's negotiating from outside the company, because your company can see everything about you, and they know it's a 20K jump, and they know how many years you've been there, and they have more excuses they can trot out to not pay you that extra. Well, you know, they'll come up with like the, oh, it's been 3.5 years, but you know, your last raise was just in January. So we don't want to give people raises this close back together. There's all kinds of like justifications. So I'd be ready for some of that. But at the end of the day, you should always know your market value and feel confident in asking for it. Other things to negotiate beyond your base salary. You said your bonus is 2% more. You could ask for, well, they probably won't give it to you at this stage, but could ask for a higher percentage of your target bonus. Not likely to get a signing bonus when you're internal to the company. I mean, they got you, like you already work there. They know that. So there's a little less, like fire under their butts to like, is that a phrase? I just made it up. For them to negotiate with you.
Question. Can she ask for things like sick days or vacation days?
Yeah, for sure. I find that now a lot of companies do unlimited PTO now. So it's not, you know, the whole sick day things, vacation days, especially in tech. I don't know if those are, you know, that big of a, like that common anymore. It's really the compensation. But equity though. So if you work at a tech company, they may, with this promotion, give you a bigger batch of equity. So you could definitely ask for that. Companies love giving equity because it's not real money to them. Right. But it looks good on paper. Like, we're going to give you $10,000 worth of our stock. Good luck. Cause by the time you can actually, it's vested and you can do something with it, it may not be worth 10,000, but it looks good on paper. But yeah, I hope that you listen to this not in, like, I hope you go out of order to listen to this episode also. Wow. That's dedication to go all the way back. So you don't even know who we are today because so much changes.
Because she said she's up to 2022. So, I mean.
Who was I in 2022? I didn't have a second baby yet.
I was going to say the baby wasn't born yet.
Yeah. We were just coming outside after the, I don't know. But. Hello to our past selves and to you. Thanks for listening.
Tell our past selves it does get better.
It does get better.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a quick break though.
Yes.
Breaky break, and we'll come back for BA Q&A number 2.
We're back, black and brighter than ever. And it is career day here at BAQA when we are dive into your questions. I forgot to say this. Hello. Our lawyer friends are cringing. First of all, this is Brown Ambition.
Oh, that's right.
BAQA, right? This is where you have questions about career, money, business, life, child. And we do our best as Smarty Pants Brown girls to answer them. But with the caveat of all caveats, we are not your doctor, your lawyer, your engineer. We are not your plumber.
Therapist.
We're just your online financial favorite brown girl besties when it comes to personal finance and such. But that means that if you need that next level, which you are, of feedback, that you should definitely lean into the people that you pay money to, because you don't pay us no money. You just listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. That means sue your grandma, not us. Well, don't sue your grandma. She seems like a nice lady, but that's just us covering her behinds. But if you have a question that you want featured on the BAQA, you can slide in the IG DMs. We're Brown Ambition Podcast, or you can email us at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so second question. I'm going to read this too because Q like, it's hard for me. I have not had a traditional career in like 15 years. And even when I did, I've only ever had one quote unquote real job. I graduated college and then I taught preschool. And then I became budgetista. So career, I can certainly do career stuff from a boss perspective. But I just lean into the mandra of it all. Okay.
She's rolling her eyes whenever you read these, like, dang, when the budgetista team asked me for this, they're listening to Mandy. She's causing me problems.
No, please. They're they are. No, that's funny. No, I love it when a team is like, so according to what you said on the podcast, sometimes it's happened. And I've been like, you know what? And I tell them, I'm really proud of you for leaning in. And honestly, there's been times when my team has reached out and asked for more. And I've been able to say, you know what? I never thought about that. Let's do that. And there's been times when I've been able to say, I'm really proud of you for asking. And here are the numbers. And although I can't do this, can we try this instead? So I don't get mad at, like, that's the point of this. I want good for everyone. Okay.
I wish more people were like you.
Thank you. So we're going to call this Hope I'm Not Ghosted. Okay. Hope I'm Not Ghosted. All right. Hey, ladies. I love Brand Ambition, and I'm so happy to have found this podcast. I'm in the running for a dream role that fits me perfectly. They told me that out of 250 applicants, I made it to the top 5, and everything went very well in my final interviews. The recruiter told me they'd let me know something ASAP, and unfortunately, I haven't heard anything. I reached out with a thoughtful follow-up email, and even though I got a response, I still haven't gotten a yes or no. It's been 3 weeks and now I'm very annoyed. Should I reach out to follow up again or just take the L and assume I'm ghosted? Oh, child. Oh. What would you tell Hope I'm Not Ghosted?
Oh, ghosted. You've been ghosted. And... You know, I could try to justify it. I always try to, like, put myself in the shoes of the person, like, what's happening in the seasons, and, like, it's spring break. Like, maybe there was some lulls in vacation times. I understand how it can be when you need, like, your final interviews to happen and you need to, like, wrangle the higher, like, the managers and stuff, the multiple people who so-and-so's going on a vacation, so-and-so's got spring break, whatever. 3 weeks, though. It's really, if you haven't fully been ghosted, I would still see this as a big red flag for the way that they treat candidates. And companies need to do better when it comes to the recruiting process. Like, you genuinely can kill your reputation and people's desire to work for you based on how you treat your job candidates. And good companies do understand that. And so they don't let this kind of thing happen. But, it sounds like you've been ghosted, or they're hedging their bets. The thing is, you were the one of 5 top candidates. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of candidates. So I would say it's pretty clear that you were not their first choice, and they probably extended an offer to one of the other 5, and they may be in active negotiations for that. That candidate may have not been happy with whatever they came through, and they dropped out, and then they went to their number 2. So I feel like, if anything, maybe you're like the third, you're not number 1. That's the reality of the situation. Because they would have already come back to you, I believe. Is there a world in which they had to press pause on the whole thing and nobody got an offer? Yeah. But again, red flag. Why are they dysfunctional like that? And why are they not following through? It's been 3 weeks. I'm sorry. I wouldn't plan your life around this job. I would keep looking. And you got through the final round, and that's great and all of that. I'm so sorry that this happened to you. It sucks.
Mandy came with the boom bop. She said, girl, you was ghosted.
You were. And it sucked. It's really unprofessional of them. And it's just, you can't think of candidates as not human. Like, they're human beings. Recruiters are human beings too. But you know how it would feel if you put yourself on the line and then you didn't hear back 3 weeks. That's just cruel. It's mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's at worst, it's cruel. And at best, it's inconsiderate. Right. So I'm really, really sorry, ghosted, that you got ghosted. If you wanted to, you could follow up. I hate that you would even have to, but it may not, if you really want the job, it won't hurt you, I don't think, to just follow up and remind them that you're there and you're still interested. They may be, like I said, in active negotiation with one or two other candidates. and just waiting for something to sort of work out. This is one of the reasons why they have a top five, because you may not get your top choice, and it is a competitive job market right now. So yeah, I that's all I got. Do you have any kind of what?
I don't know, man. It's just Minnie's like, well, you know, sometimes you just gotta pack your and look for another.
I'm trying to let my inner feelings get in the way of my advice. Am I like being a Debbie Downer? But that's just I like to go with radical candor. Sometimes.
Yes, you know it is. That's what it is. Is that I'm laughing at your radical candor, where you're just like, oh yeah, girl, that is what had happened.
But I'm not even excited to be told I'm top five. I want to be like top two, you know. Top five is like, okay, so I'm like your backup. Because they're not telling anybody else they're top. They only tell number five you're the top five. That's the thing. Number one and number two, here they're number one and number two. If you're top five, you're probably the fifth.
Okay,
does that mean? But it's true.
But it's good to know, because you're right. If you're number, because I wouldn't want my number one or number two to feel like they were top five. I would want them to know at the top of my list.
Precisely.
Yeah.
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 And so, when I have been told I was top five, and I'm like, no. Am I top one or two? Like, let's get it. Let's cut through the BS.
Yeah. But you know what though? If you got that far, you know, am I ghosted? That means you sound pretty excellent, and that there'll be something that'll be the right fit. I remember it doesn't necessarily apply to jobs, but I remember when I was looking for homes and nothing seemed to be working out. And I remember Diane, I'll never forget, who was my realtor at the time. She said, when you find the right home, you'll understand why the other ones didn't work out.
No.
You know? And I was like, whatever, Diane. Do your freaking job.
You don't want to hear that shit when you're in it.
I know, you know. But then she was right, because when I found the right home, I was like, oh my God, thank God the other ones didn't work out, because this is the perfect home. You know? But at the time, you know, I didn't want to hear it. So.
Well, for me, it was like, when you find the perfect home, you're going to think it's the perfect home, but really it's not the perfect home for more than 2 years, and you'll be stuck there.
Is that what it was, Penny?
Yeah. That's easy. Listen, you shop with a perspective of a New Yorker who's been living in shoebox apartments for 7 years. It's very different.
Ooh, you see that gap in gain, right? Remember we talked about that in the...
Yeah.
If you didn't listen to the past episode, the episode on Wednesday, we talked about the gap and the gain at the end. And it's like, if you looked at it from the gain perspective, you're right. It's like, oh my gosh, from where we lived before, this is tremendously huge.
Yeah.
You know? Versus like, oh my gosh, you know,
where
like...
we could be living.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
It's hard though, because... You want the inspiration of like having a bigger place, but also the gratitude of we've come a long way, baby.
And just, you know, more bathrooms would be more toilets to clean. You know what I mean?
Especially with two boys, you know, they're missing.
I don't want a bigger house until I can afford the team I would need to support me living in that house. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be expensive. I need like twice a week cleaners. These boys are messy. I'm messy. None of us likes cleaning. I am not a good wife. I'm not a good housekeeper. My husband.
You are a good wife.
I mean, no. I'm a good wife, but I'm not like a... I joke all the time, I need a wife.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Like, I need a traditional wife.
Yes.
Like the cooking and the cleaning.
I mean a trad wife. Anybody looking to be a professional trad wife,
like,
sans
just
the romantic relationship.
Yeah. I don't need a house cleaner who comes once a week. I need someone who's here day to day to put the shoes back in the cubby holes, you know, and to wipe up the mess as we go. Cause I'm too busy.
I know.
Living life. Anyway.
If you love the body, if you love Brenna-bition, and you think it's sexy,
come. Where did that come from?
Well, there's a song like it goes, if you want
I know
my
that
body.
Song.
Yeah, so.
And you think I'm sexy.
Oh, look at Mandy. Let me find
hurry
out.
Hurry up and turn me on, something like that. But why are we singing that and not Cowboy Carter? That's
well,
my Jolie.
I was singing that.
Jolie.
Because I was going to say, if you love our podcast and you think we're funny, come on, leave a review right now. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave some review, or Spotify, wherever you leave reviews. And we're going to read some. We have two new ones from last time, right, Mandy? If you didn't listen to Wednesday, then if you listen to Wednesday, whatever, then you've heard these. But these are new since last week.
The thing doesn't load. Remember, hold on a second. I'm going to just go to iTunes itself.
So if you leave us a review, we might shout it out. We might read it. And by we, I mean Mandy, because yes, I speak French. And also too, if you really enjoy our podcast, we want to reach as many people as possible. So share with your bestie, your work hubby, your husband, your kids, your the lady at Whole Foods, whomever, tell them Brown Ambition is the place to be, honey. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. We got a new review on Friday. On B-Day of all days, 10 out of 10, the review says, I love the show and the energy you both bring to the table. I've learned so much. Please continue to do what you're doing. Yeah, that's the newest one that we got. Oh, to fellow and future BA girlies, listen to me. Sometimes information is useful. Sometimes just knowing that or information is helpful and useful, but sometimes just knowing I'm not alone and my failures and mistakes gives me the encouragement to get back on the horse or just get on the horse. If you've made mistakes, are making mistakes, or want information to avoid making mistakes, give the show a listen. Mandy is vulnerable. Tiffany drops ways for Mandy and us to walk through the life's challenges. Good, period. Stuff, period. Here, period.
I love that.
So sweet. Thank you to Essentially Mom who left that review.
Thank you. So that could be you.
You're the best.
But you didn't leave a review. So go ahead and leave us a review. Go ahead and share this podcast. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.